Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your latest news. The Prime Minister has finally declared violence against women a national emergency. Today's National Cabinet meeting concluded with Canberra announcing nearly $1 billion in funding over the next 5 years to establish a support program for those escaping domestic violence. Anthony Albanese has described talks as a further step forward, but says there's still work for all of us to do.
Can we be satisfied when a woman's losing her life on average every 4 days? Of course not. I'll tell you when I'll be satisfied. I'll be satisfied when we eliminate this as an issue.
It's as candlelight vigils are planned all over southeast Queensland tonight to mark the start of Queensland's Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. Fiery scenes at picket lines across Brisbane today as CFMEU members continue to take part in industrial action at Cross River rail sites. Police are now involved as well after a fight broke out in Annerley near Dutton Park Station. Video of the incident emerged online, which shows two groups brawling after men in high vis were physically prevented from entering the job site. It's been another big day inside Queensland's Parliament House. Stephen Miles is introducing a rewritten Charter of Youth Justice, which replaces the detention as a last resort clause. The opposition has slammed the move, saying it won't change anything, and he hasn't removed the clause, just reworded it. And finally, one of Brisbane's oldest and most beloved music venues, The Zoo, has announced it's shutting its doors for good. The Zoo's been an integral part of the Fortitude Valley music scene for the last 32 years. The Rabbitohs have confirmed Wayne Bennett is among their top targets after removing Jason Demetriou as coach. League legend Mark Geyer agrees with the end result, but he has labelled the sacking heartless.
I think it's been quite cruel, to be honest, in the way in which it's been done. You'd never like to see it, but the results are the results. Souths are coming last. Something had to give. They just went the wrong way about it. That's the only thing.
Wayne Bennett insists he hasn't spoken to the Bunnies in the wake of Demetriou's sacking. And touching on cricket, Mitch Marsh will captain Australia in next month's T20 World Cup.